Your name?
Jacob Feinspan.
And Jacob, your organization?
Jews United for Justice.
People might hear in the background there's quite a protest going on. What brings you out in front of Verizon Wireless at 18th and L Streets Northwest?
Well, Verizon is currently engaged in a labor dispute with its workers. Even though they earned $6 billion in profits last year, they're asking their workers to take $1 billion in cuts to their contract and benefits, which we just think is totally outrageous.
Describe today's protest and describe what's been going on. Have you been following a bit about across the country?
Well, you know, today it looks like there's almost 100 people out on the picket line outside Verizon Wireless, members from Jews United for Justice, standing alongside Communication Workers of America, workers, the Verizon workers themselves, and workers from across the labor movement and DC residents who are just standing up to say, we won't stand for this. I know that this is just one example of what's happening hundreds of places around the country to stand up to Verizon and say, no, we won't stand for it.
I saw some nurses here earlier, and I don't think Verizon employs nurses, but there is solidarity across
Yeah, we've got nurses union, construction workers, janitorial, and security workers are here to stand in solidarity. Sierra Club and the Blue Green Alliance is here. It's a collective statement that an attack against 45,000 Verizon workers who have worked hard for the stability that they're able to provide their families is an attack against all workers.
And this is not a company that is losing money.
No, this is a company that, like I said, earned $6 billion in profit last year, paid its top executives collectively about $250 million, and is still, you know, still asking for these enormous cuts to worker worker contracts and benefits.
Have you been reading the Washington Post the last week? There have been full-page ads again, two full-page ads each, I think Saturday and Sunday, regularly Verizon taking out full-page ads again and again.
I mean, they can say what they want to say in the Washington Post, but what we've seen is that they're refusing to negotiate in good faith with the workers who have spent, in many cases, their entire careers working to build the company and help make it profitable.
Talk about Jews United for Justice and this effort, labor on the beamer or labor in the pulpit, and the importance of collective bargaining that you are emphasizing from a religious point of view.
Well, every year, Jews United for Justice works with about 4 dozen congregations across the region to talk about the importance of putting labor back in Labor Day, the importance of workers' rights, and how Jewish tradition and Jewish teachings reinforce the value of workers in our religious tradition. And so this year, because of the attacks that have been happening on workers across the country, we're focusing specifically on union rights and particularly the right of collective bargaining, as a way of educating the Jewish community of Greater Washington about the attacks that are happening on workers and why it's not just for the good of our country, it's from our faith and our moral tradition that we should be standing with workers and demanding better pay, better benefits, so that workers can provide for themselves and their families.
And this is a cross-faith effort.
So we're organizing the Jewish component of this effort, but it's labor in the pulpit and labor in the minbar happening in Christian and Muslim congregations across the region that we worked closely with Interfaith Worker Justice and Jobs with Justice for that interfaith component of things, yeah.
Jacob, oftentimes when you think about religious organizations getting involved in politics, think of the right wing and Bush, this is a very different approach.
Yeah, the religious right has done a fantastic job of branding itself as being religion in politics and religion in public life, and it's totally false. If you look across this country at all of the progressive things that have happened in America over the last 100, 150 years, from the civil rights movement to the ending slavery, you know, even further back, women's suffrage, the religious community has been central to that fight. And it's only in the last 15 or 20 years that somehow the conservative movement has been able to brand religion as being in step with them, because really what the reality is, religion in America has been on the side of progressive values almost since our founding. And we're just trying living out that American tradition, in addition to our Jewish heritage and Jewish tradition, as we're working on Labor in the Pulpit this year and Labor in the Bema this year.
So you see a place for religious organizations involved in politics, and that place is on the side of workers.
Absolutely. In my tradition, in the Jewish tradition, again and again, we're reminded to remember the stranger, to remember the widow, the child, the vulnerable in the community. We're ordered to pay the worker in the evening because they need the money and need to be able to feed their family, not to hold the money for the next day. If you look in Christian tradition, so much of Jesus' ministry is working with the vulnerable in this society, not with the rich, not with those who are most affluent and most privileged. And so I don't understand how you could make the claim that religion in America doesn't have anything to say about the workers, because it's really, it's about, at its core, it's about how do we treat our neighbors, how do we treat our fellow humans, and to treat them with dignity and respect is all that we're asking for here today, and is what we'll be speaking about from the pulpits across the region over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks so much, Jacob Feinspan.